Well, good morning.
A lot of noise here this morning.
Anyway, what is it? It is 10:33 a.m. on Friday, November the 12th. Yeah, I think so. Friday, November the 12th, 2021. I'm running a little late this morning. Actually, running a lot late this morning. My intention was to get out like around 8:30 or so, but yeah, that didn't happen. One of the things that I was had banging around in my head for a long time related to the ConvertKit community. For those who missed the earlier notices, ConvertKit is my email list provider. They also have a community. They have the app that has all the list management stuff in it. Broadcasts and email addresses and all the rest of that. And then they have a community. And they call the community their creators, because well, they're each trying to create something. For the most part, wealth, I think. And it's a wide variety of people. There are yoga instructors and real estate agents and people like me, writers. There are writers, there are bloggers. I've talked about Ryan Holiday, who's apparently making a living from being a stoic. You can find him on Twitter at Daily Stoic, all one word. I think that's his website too, dailystoic.com. Anyway, so one of the things that keeps coming up is how exhausting marketing is. And the problem is, of course, none of them are actually doing marketing. What's exhausting them is sales and promotion. And sales and promotion is exhausting them because they didn't do the marketing. They didn't do any marketing first. They don't understand what marketing is. And so they think running an ad is marketing. They don't understand that running an ad is sales and promotion. Don't get me wrong, there has to be a modicum of that. There has to be some mechanism whereby people learn of your product. They learn of your book. They learn of your painting. They learn of your sculpting. They find out about your Etsy store where you sell all your fine jewelry. Sales and promotion is important. But if your marketing isn't there, it really doesn't matter. Sounded like Christopher Walken there in my own ears. It really doesn't matter. That sounded less like him. Anyway, so I've had it in my head that I would write a marketing article for the community to try to explain why sales and promotion in the absence of marketing doesn't work by just telling them what marketing really is. So I spent way too much time this morning trying to figure out how to say what I wanted to say in words that were short enough, in a post that was short enough that people might actually read it. And the answer is I didn't succeed. The post is still too long. People aren't going to read it. But I've done what I could. Because the problem that almost all of these people are facing is they've got a solution in search of a problem. in the case of a real estate agent, they've got a viable business plan. They're doing something. They're using the list to support their business. They're using other tools to find buyers and sellers outside of the list. But there are a whole bunch of other people. The holistic healers, the yoga instructors, the life coaches. How do you reach those people? How do you find people who need that service? How do you convince people that they need the service to begin with? I don't know. But I do know that the same considerations that I needed to make, whatever the right verb is there, are the same considerations that they, if they start to analyze them, can help them find a better place in the market, can help them find better equilibrium. Now, for most of them, a large percentage of people are trying to put together online courses to teach something. Even Ryan Holiday has an online How to Be a Stoic class that he flogs periodically. He has a Patreon account where people can sign up for his letters, his more in-depth analysis of Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and all the rest of those guys. But I think he has a monthly class. So a lot of people are trying to figure out how to find people to take their online class. And whether it's a self-directed class or whether it's a cohort-based class, they all have the same problem. It's like, who are the people who are going to benefit from this class? How do I identify them? How do I find them? How do I reach them? And are there enough of them, which is the key piece, are there enough of them that I can reach that this process becomes economically viable? Because ultimately it has to be economically viable, or it's just a hobby. It's just something you do because you love it, you're going to do it anyway, you may as well give it away for free. What minimal amounts of compensation you get from it will be applied, hopefully, directly to those costs, like website and the not inconsiderable expense of ConvertKit's email services. So I lost, from one perspective, I lost a bunch of time. I lost like 2 hours this morning writing stuff for ConvertKit. Words that I did not count towards my NaNoWriMo goal, but probably should. I suspect I wrote at least 1,000 words this morning. None of it in The Wizard's Cat. Speaking of which, The Wizard's Cat's going well. I think I said yesterday that a lot of the stuff that I wrote and tossed is not the words, but the ideas are coming back. The ideas are reassembling themselves in a slightly different sequence, in slightly different ways, in ways that actually make them work better than they were working before, in ways that I really like more. Despite the fact that I like the old words, this one's coming together as a story. So that's very optimistic. I wrote another almost 3,000 words, I think it was like 20, 2,600 words, 2,800 words. The NaNoWriMo website graphs are basically chart junk. No, that's not true. They're better than that. But it's hard to... Small changes in the word count make a big difference in the graph. The one that's really chart junk is for the words. Their performance graph. Their performance graphs are horrible. And you see one day the graph goes way up, and the next day it's barely clearing the baseline. Then the day after that it's way up again, and then the fourth day it'll be halfway and coming up on it. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. And then when you look at it, you realize that the difference between the lowest day and the highest day was 200 words on, you know, almost 3,000. And so the actual change between them would get lost if you plotted them from a zero baseline. So 2,800 this day, 3,000 that day, 2,900 the next day. Yeah, that doesn't look like much when the bar is 3,000 units long to begin with. Because it's not much of a change from day to day. So that's the term chart junk comes from visualizing information from Edward Tufte, T-U-F-T-E. You can tell if somebody's trying to... If somebody understands how to present information properly, you won't find a graph that doesn't start at zero. You won't find a graph where the scale changes as the index along the side rises or lowers. It's another trick. There's a lot of bar graphs are particularly persnickety because the important piece of information about the bar graph is the height, not the width. It's the height. And in pie charts, it's sometimes even a little worse. Because while the pie chart itself is, you know, each little slice of the pie chart is representative of the percentage of the whole, which adds up to 100 at the end, filling in the whole pie, the problem comes from the diameter of the pie. And visually, the slices get bigger as the diameter grows. So it's an interesting exercise in how data gets represented. Anyway, so the story itself is coming along, and basically it's coming along because of the new cat. I don't know if I mentioned Cannoli yesterday. The new cat is named Cannoli. He's a spitting image of the cat we lost last year. Gray tabby named Strudel. This one is not a strictly mackerel tabby. Mackerel tabby has the stripes down the side. And this tabby has spots along his side. There's a name for it, and I don't know if it's a speckled tabby or spotted tabby or swirled tabby or something. Anyway, he has spots, not stripes. So he's not a mackerel tabby. But other than that, he looks astonishingly like strudel that we lost last year to cancer. Good morning. But the cat is almost feral. He has no social skills to speak of. It's got to the point now where he'll actually allow us to pet him occasionally if we do it under the right circumstances. I have scars. I have wounds all over my hand from finding out what some of those circumstances aren't. But we've got him in his own little space in the back room. I'd say it's a good sized space. Yeah, it's bigger than a cat cage. And he, you know, wanders all around. He has his own box. He gets his own food. He has a water dish. He has several beds. He has more toys, I think, than the other two cats combined. We periodically swap them out, so he gets toys that smells like them. And they get toys that smell like him. But in spite of the fact that the little bugger is not very social, he gets lonely. He gets bored. And so, regularly through the course of the day, somebody has to go in there and entertain him. Whether it's to dangle a string for him, or roll a ball around, or whatever it is. He's also almost horribly underweight. He's bulking up, but he's an eight-month-old, nine-month-old cat who really hasn't filled out. He hasn't grown into his feet. His ears are still very kittenish. He's coming. He's getting up to six meals a day. He's getting something to eat every couple of hours. And for the most part, he's eating all of it. He's definitely eating. I hope it isn't indicative of some sort of underlying metabolic problem that's going to take him out of the mix here. But I think it's just that he started late and he's trying to catch up. But I have to go in and sit with him. And I have For the Words set up on a Chromebook in the room on the lap desk. So I can go in, sit in the easy chair with my Chromebook and write and keep him company. And every once in a while I have to put the writing down and go, you know, dangle a string for him, or you know, throw a mouse at him or something. But for the most part he seems pretty happy just to have somebody in there. And so as a result, I've been getting words. I go in and sit, fire up For the Words, queue up a whole pile of cheap monsters, and then knock them out 10 at a time. 500 words at a go. I do that 4 or 5 times in a day, 4 or 6 times a day. And so that's up pretty quick. I'm going to sneeze. Maybe. So, thanks to the cat, I'm getting words. And the wizard's cat. And Yeah.
Just I hope that actually recorded all that. But here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.